It is Liverpool versus Newcastle this weekend at Wembley. It is your pre-match warm-up. It's Ian Ryan, Ian Salmon, Abby Rutkin and Kev Riley for this one. We will have Alex Hurst to give us the opposition view a little bit later in the show. But we are less than 48 hours on from Liverpool's exit from the Champions League. It felt like a bit of a tough one to take given the circumstances, but to put smiles back on people's faces, you are able to look at a league table that says Liverpool are currently 15 points clear and they have the small matter of a cup final this weekend. So it's not a bad place to be.
No, I got in on whatever night it was, Tuesday night, and our Matthew was waiting for me. He'd watched the game with one of his also Evertonian mates and said he had hard luck really, basically, and went, still, you're 15 points clear and you're in the cup final. It's not the end of the world, is it?
He sounds quite measured for an Evertonian, I've got to say.
We have a very,
not,
very...
That's not the norm, that, is it?
We have a cordial relationship. He still lives with us, so we can't exactly sit there and take the piss out of me, can he? You know, it's not going to go down well, like I'd win any fight on that one. It's not, we're in a good place, you know. There's been a lot of doom and gloom the last 2 days about how bad we were and how awful this team now all of a sudden is. And there's a Jonathan Liew article in The Guardian this morning, just been reading, talking about the fact that this team is coming to an end because of the contracts that will end. This team will not be the same team next season. It's kind of like, yeah, we know that. And I didn't realise we're the fourth oldest squad in the Premier League at the moment. So we are an ageing team and the team will change, but that's the nature of things. But as we stand at the moment, given the nature of time, there is no past, there is no future, there is only now. The only thing you've ever got is now. Now, we are a very good football team. And we were kind of unfortunate on Tuesday night. We didn't do enough to win. We didn't make enough chances. We weren't as clear cut as we could have been. But we were very good. It was a really good game of football. Both teams, two very, very good football teams playing a very good game of football that deserved to at least be the semi-final, possibly even the final. It would have been a worthy final. And in the end, it comes down to the fact that we score a goal at their place that we don't deserve. They score a goal at our place that they don't deserve. And our penalties weren't fantastic. And Donnarumma turned from being... this is one I can swear, isn't it?
Do what you want.
Yeah. absolute dog shit in the first half to suddenly having the game of his life in the second half. And again, you can't complain because look what Alisson did. So it's very much, it's one of them. It's kind of galling when you see Arsenal go through like 9-3 on aggregate against Eindhoven, and when you see Villa putting Bruges out and you think, we got PSG. That's just, this seems a fairly invidious way of putting a league format together. If you can win the entire league format and then play currently the best team in Europe,